ladies, puberty, PMT, pregnancy, the menopause. Yes, your hormones have been taking you for a ride for years. Hot flushes on the bus, menopausal meltdowns in the office, whatever those hormones have made you do, Jenny Smith and Kate Bouse are here to lend a sympathetic ear. Why not write in and share your hormonal hell with the girls? Don't worry, they've heard it all before. It's time to put those hormones in the firing line. This is Dear Hormones. Welcome to your safe space, ladies. Coming up on today's show, brain fog in the Apple shop, ear-piercing misery and shame during a sponsored silence.
Hello and welcome back to Dear Hormones. Kate, it's episode 5.
How did that happen?
I don't know. And also, Kate, I don't know if you've noticed, but this week we have the microphones set up differently. Have you noticed?
Well, yes, I have. And can you explain why? Because you've told me that I was doing it all wrong last week.
Well, no, because I didn't tell you. What's happened is my husband, who's been in radio for about 20 years, came in and saw that I'd set the podcasting stuff up in the living room. And he went, you know, the microphones aren't supposed to be like that, don't you? And I went, what? And apparently we've been having the microphones literally turned faced right towards us, haven't we, Kate? We've been talking right to the top of them. He goes, no, Jenny, you're supposed to have it so that the microphone is actually almost standing up and we were talking into the side of it. So, okay, guys, if you can hear back on the other episodes that our sound quality is really poor, that will be partly why. Only partly why. The other part will be that I don't know how to edit these podcasts and I have no idea what I'm doing. But maybe this week the sound quality could be that little bit better. Anyway, let's hope that you can notice the difference here, guys.
So is this the right way that if you were singing, because you've done a bit of singing as well, Jenny, is this how you would sing into a microphone? So should you never sing into the top of it? Is it always, I'm quite interested. Is it the side of the microphone you should be aiming for?
I just want to circle back to the comment you just made where you said, I've done a bit of singing. And by singing, I think you mean karaoke, Kate. And when I'm doing karaoke, I've most likely had several bottles of wine or slash beer or cider. And I'm just holding that microphone any which way. So I really don't know. I don't know. But yeah, these microphones in particular apparently should be set up like this. Anyway, Kate, let's do the podcast.
Although, Jenny.
Yeah, go on. Oh, something else. What?
It's just you mentioning karaoke.
Yeah.
You told me a little bit about your holiday recently.
Oh.
And some karaoke stories. Now, I don't know whether this is something that you want to share.
Oh.
Or
it doesn't have a hormonal bent to it, does it?
Oh, okay.
But Kate, maybe, well, I'll tell you what, you start reading these letters and maybe at the end I'll treat everyone to a little karaoke holiday story of mine.
It's good. It's worth staying
tuned.
Maybe,
actually, you know, a little bit of anxiety. Do you know what? Maybe it was a little bit of a menopausal story because it started off with a bit of anxiety, didn't it? Yeah, okay. I'll tell you that in a minute. Okay, Kate, over to you, our first letter.
Letter number one is called It Wasn't Me. This is from Natasha in London. Dear Jenny and Kate, this happened when I was about 8 months pregnant, was the size of a whale and had very little control over my alien feeling body. My company was divided into two different sections, one of which had decided to do a sponsored silence for comic relief. My friend worked over on that side and, forgetting about the silence, I wandered over to her desk and I perched on it. About to launch into a right good gossip, she quickly put her finger to her lips to remind me not to speak. As I leant forward to haul my ginormous self off the desk, pure horror struck as I let out the most enormous fart that seemed to rattle around the cavernous building forever.
Oh my God.
All eyes were on me, but of course, nobody could speak.
Oh, mortified.
I wanted the floor to swallow me up whole, but to be honest, even the floor would have struggled with that one.
Oh, was that from Karen? Was that Karen?
That was Natasha.
Oh, Natasha. Thank you, Natasha. That is brilliant, isn't it? I've had a few episodes like that when I was pregnant with them accidentally farting. Did you?
I wouldn't want to admit it.
I'm going to take that as a yes. it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing in public. And I remember, I think it might have been my sister or my mum. I'm sorry, Lucy, or my mum. I don't know which one of you did this, but when they went to yoga, I think it must have been my sister, because I think it's when she was pregnant. And I think she also farted during a yoga session when everyone could hear. And the fact that it was a sponsored silence
That's
going on.
Brilliant.
For Natasha, what a nightmare.
Because you could kind of cover it up, couldn't you? If people were all talking. But yeah, there was nowhere for her to hide with that one.
I know, all eyes were on her. Nobody could speak.
Natasha, you are very brave to share your story. Thank you. It also reminds me, Jenny, of your story from a while back when you were a delivery driver, weren't you? You were driving lorries. And wasn't there like a boy that you quite wanted to impress and you... No, really.
It wasn't.
Is that what it was?
Sort of. It was when I've shared this, haven't I? In
you
one
have.
Of the previous episodes, you have to go back. Yeah, it was when I was a van driver. I was a car parts delivery van driver, and I'd had a curry the night before. It was cold outside. The heating was on, and I had to fart before I got to the garage, and so I did. And then I thought, well, I'll park right at the end of the drive so that I got time to get out and get these car parts out of the car before he comes up. And as I parked, I could see him literally sprinting up the drive, ready to help me out of the car. Yeah, and when he opened the car, it literally hit him like full in the face. And he was like, whoa, have you farted? And I was like, in denial. No, I'm really embarrassed.
It's a natural bodily function, isn't it? It happens
is.
To us all,
and yet we're
even
also,
me.
We're also embarrassed about it, though. Even you, Kate.
It's funny, when does it happen that people become embarrassed about it? Because I think about my six-year-old daughter. She's the opposite of embarrassed. Obviously, it's hilarious when you're that age.
Yes.
And the more you can do it, the better.
Also, I think
but there's a point where suddenly it's not funny anymore.
Yeah. But I think that's men and women, because I think boys... in particular, always find it funny. And I remember when I was going out with my first boyfriend and I was about, 16 years old, he called me over. It was at my mum's house, and he called me over because he said he'd got something on his sort of buttock. that's a painful, like you said, look, can you just come and have a look? I think I've got like a spot or a bite on my bum. And he pulled down. Sorry, Gaga. He pulled down his trousers and I went over to have a look, and then he farted full in my face. So I do think boys don't care. They're not embarrassed about it. Because I
don't care. This was your boyfriend.
Yes. That's what I mean. Boys don't care about that stuff. They find it funny. They're gross. I was so cross.
Was that the end of the relationship?
Well,
or did it?
No, it lasted another 2 years after that. He didn't do that again though. Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
I know. Anyway, Kate, I don't know if you remember a couple of episodes back, you were sharing a story about how you'd gone into the bank and you'd had a menopausal moment and you couldn't remember your PIN number. And I said, oh, I've got a story like that. Well, this is it. So this is letter number two. I've called it Apple Shop. Dear Kate, see what I did there?
Ooh,
you did it to me.
Oh, just for me.
Dear Kate, do I need to adjust my HRT again? Let's look at the evidence. A couple of weeks ago, I decided to buy a new phone. I'd been putting up with mine for far too long with its appalling memory and dying battery life. One could say that the phone had started to mimic its owner.
Oh, Jenny.
Off to the Apple shop I went. Along came a charming sales assistant who steered me towards the latest model, showing me all the fancy things the phone was capable of. He needn't have bothered. Does it have more memory than mine, and will the battery last longer than a couple of hours? I asked. Yes, came the reply, and out came my credit card ready to make the purchase. The card I needed to pay with was my business card, which is relatively new, and I still haven't committed the PIN number to memory. Not to worry though, because the app has a nifty little feature where you can view your PIN number by entering the security code from the back of your card. It was time to pay. Just one moment, I said, as I got my card out, looked at the security code, got my phone out, entered the app, entered the security code, and viewed the PIN number. I'm ready, I tell him, and he offers me the machine. It was at that moment that I realised I had already forgotten the PIN number.
What, within like...
Yeah.
A matter of seconds?
Seconds. Within literally maybe 4 seconds. I'm so sorry, I said. I've forgotten it. Give me a second. Out comes my card. Out comes my phone. Into the app I go. Input the security code and view the PIN number. Right, I said. I've got it this time. He hands me the machine. I go blank. I'm so sorry. I've done it again. Please bear with me.
Oh, are you at this point, because this is reminding me of my story as well, were you at this point sort of panicking that you were never going to be able to remember it or not really
yeah,
even?
No, I was a bit. And I was like, why have I literally just looked at this twice? Out comes my card. Out comes my phone. Into the app I go, input the security code and view the PIN number. During this time, he starts showing me something else that the phone can do. It's a bit distracting, and it's now time to enter the PIN number again. Damn it, I've only gone and forgotten it again. Out comes my card, out comes my phone. You get the picture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This time, I decide to write the PIN number down on a scrap of paper and put it in my bag, just in case I forget it again. And forget it again I did, for the fourth time.
Jenny.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. Good job I wrote it down, I said to the guy who was looking quite baffled.
Yeah, you've got like a young guy,
yeah.
Not like a nice middle-aged
yeah.
lady.
No, a really young, cool, trendy Apple Shop guy.
Yeah, I can picture him.
Yeah. I open my bag and start rummaging around for the scrap of paper. It's nowhere to be seen. I look again, still nothing. He's not sure where to look. There was nothing else for it. Out comes my card, out comes my phone, into the app I go, input the security code and view the PIN number. Fifth time lucky and I finally managed to purchase the phone. But that's not the end of this sorry tale. It was now time to head upstairs where the transfer of data from one phone to the other was to take place. The bit I'd been dreading since I left my house due to me being the biggest technophone. Sorry, due to me being...
Story about phones.
Yeah. Due to me being the biggest technophobe known to womankind. He introduces me to a lovely young lady who, seeing the fear and dread in my face, reassures me that everything is going to be fine. The transfer starts. I'm feeling sick. I can see all the apps slowly uploading onto the new phone and it's taking forever. I then see that Instagram is barely moving. Something is wrong and my heart starts to pound. I'm feeling anxiety like never before. What if it's gone wrong? What if I lose all my content? What if I can't remember the passwords for the accounts? I remember a friend of mine who really did lose her entire Instagram account and the panic becomes too much. I look the lovely girl square in the eyes and say, "You're going to see me cry now." And sure enough, in the middle of the flagship Regent Street Apple shop, surrounded by customers sitting around an enormous communal table, I burst into tears.
Oh.
So now you tell me, Kate, is it time for a checkup with the GP?
Oh, Jenny.
Can you believe that?
I'm so sorry. Yes, it is time for a checkup with the GP. That's the answer.
It is,
and
isn't
also, because I remember asking you, is it last week or the week before? I'm not sure, but I asked you if anxiety was something that you experienced, and you said no, it wasn't usually something that you experienced, but you've said here that you were feeling very anxious in that situation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, technical things do spark a little bit of anxiety in me anyway, but this was kind of off the chart. I mean, my heart was really pounding. I was a little bit shaky. I was panicky. And there's another bit to the story in that actually I had three assistants in the end that were all swarming around me being absolutely lovely. One guy was helping with Instagram. One girl was helping me with WhatsApp. The other girl was practically holding my hand.
Is that after you cried?
Just before and after. I think they could see it coming. So, and I did feel that it was anxiety. And I know it's over nothing. I get that, but
it's not though, because it is a massive thing. Instagram is huge. It's very important for you in all sorts of ways, and for your business and for our podcast as well. And so it's not nothing at all. It is a big thing.
Yeah.
And that worry that it's all going to be gone, even if it's really in reality very unlikely that that could happen. And you say that you had a friend who had that happen to her before.
Yeah, everything went.
So it's a real worry, but I think it is compounded by your HRT maybe not being quite right at the moment, Jenny. And you've told me a few other things as well. I think it's time to, have you made an appointment?
No, but I do think I should. And actually, I'm thinking that perhaps I need to make an appointment with a private menopause specialist rather than the GP. Because I read a whole thing on Louise Newson's website, Dr. Louise Newson, you know, sort of menopause guru. And on her website, she talks about absorption of HRT. And it's what I was talking about. I think, was it in episode one or two of the season where I said that my rage had started to come back and that I didn't think I was absorbing the gel correctly. And she kind of confirmed that in this website that I was reading, that women do absorb completely differently. So four pumps to one person might be way too much. Four pumps to somebody else is not enough. And what they do at the private clinics, I think, is take your bloods more regularly and monitor that estrogen. So yes, that's what I'll do, Kate. I'll keep you posted.
Oh, what an experience for you.
Yeah,
you're gonna see me cry now.
It's the way I looked her in the eye. It's like, it was quite melodramatic, actually. I just thought, oh my god, this poor girl. And she was so lovely. She actually she missed her entire lunch hour to sit with me.
Aww.
Yeah, she was so kind.
So you thank you to that.
Huge thank you.
Shout out to her.
Big shout out. We actually swapped Instagrams.
Oh, did you?
After Instagram had uploaded, that was. And I've kind of been in touch with her a little bit because she was just so incredible. You need people like that. Thank God for her, actually, because I think that situation with somebody who wasn't so understanding could have actually tipped me over into the rage category. Mm. But actually, I went down the crying route instead. Oh, anyway, Kate, let's crack on.
Letter number three is from Ellie. She is in Cardiff and her story is entitled Ear Piercing. Dear Jenny and Kate, the menopause is a weird beast. One minute I'm raging and laying down the law with my teenage daughter, adamant that she does as she is told or else. The next, I literally can't be arsed with any of it and I let her have her own way regardless. I think we can all relate to that. Yeah. I sometimes wonder if teenagers are only put on this earth to annoy the shit out of us.
Oh my goodness. It's going to be
Ellie.
A good story, I think.
The other day, my 15-year-old daughter asked if we could go and get her ears pierced. She told me that her after-school dance class had been cancelled, so we could go that very day at 4 p.m. I quite fancied getting mine done again too, so I happily agreed to take her. Sitting in the car before we set off and knowing what teenagers can be like once they've set their mind on something, I asked her to look me in the eye and swear to me that her dance class had really been cancelled. A moment of silence. And then, confession time. The dance class had not been cancelled after all. My daughter was trying to pull a fast one.
Tut, tut, tut.
Cue the menopausal rage. Absolutely fuming. I spun the car around there and then and told her I was taking her home. A full-blown argument ensued whereby my daughter had the audacity to say, "You should be grateful that I've told you the truth."
Oh. Now that would have taken me into an even bigger menopausal rage. That is so annoying. You should be grateful. So she's lied, completely lied to her mum, but the mum needs to be grateful that she's actually owned up to it. Oh, only a teenager could say that and think it's okay.
It's brilliant. I told her she was lucky I wasn't taking her back to the dance class. And we go home, neither one speaking to the other, and me feeling the rage like never before. The thing with that rage, though, is that it wears off almost as fast as it starts. And, well, I really did quite fancy getting my ears pierced. Ellie, love you. Aww. And so, after an appropriate amount of time stewing at home, I did what no parent should ever really do. And I went back on my decision.
Just, I love it though. For selfish reasons though, Ellie, so that's allowed.
Quite right. We jump back in the car and head to the shop. But as I'm walking in, I realise I've left my phone at home.
Oh, menopause.
Mm. An everyday occurrence since hitting the menopause, exactly. Yeah. The shop would be closing quite soon, so I had to act fast. I jumped back in the car and headed home, grabbed my phone and drove back to the shop. It was at this point, whilst hurriedly parking, that I managed to crash the car.
Oh no.
Am I right in thinking spatial awareness is a problem in the menopause too?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, it absolutely is. Oh, Kate, hang on.
Can you see something in my eyes?
I can see something in your eyes. Is there,
have I told you this?
No, but hang on. Wait. Could it be a letter?
Oh my God.
Could we have Kate's... can we save it? Save it. Let's save it, Kate. I can feel something good's coming. Don't tell us.
It's so funny because in our previous two seasons, nothing was really ringing true. But in this season, I'll be reading a letter and I suddenly think, oh my gosh, that's happened to me too.
But then you think about it, Kate. So, you know, I think back...
It's brought tears to my eyes, actually.
Oh
you can
my
see.
Goodness. Really? Yeah. Oh, Kate. Because it, like you say, it's ringing true. Yeah. Suddenly it's like, oh, okay. Is it okay to write that up as a letter or would you rather just share it now?
I'll see if it might not be letter worthy. We'll see. I'm okay. Not sure whether there's quite enough to say, but yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'll have a try. And if not, I'll just tell you.
I also just quickly need to say, guys, that Kate genuinely has welled up here. And Kate, I am giving you another big hug after this, but I think you welled up last week as well, didn't you?
Oh, gosh.
And now I'm thinking possibly... Or if it wasn't last week, it definitely was the week before.
Do you know, Jenny, I feel like we do quite a lot of this saying, we did this, was it in episode 2 or episode, I can't remember. I'm really sorry, because I think this must be quite boring for people listening. I've noticed that we've done that a couple of times already, this episode, saying like, I think we said it in episode, I'm not sure. What yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I'm
sorry,
so
guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just us having a chat. It's almost like us just having a chat and some people are having to, are being subjected to it. We should carry on with the letter.
Right, yeah, cut. Okay, here we go. I run into the shop where I'm greeted by a grumpy shop assistant who tells me they're closing in 10 minutes and we couldn't get them done after all.
Oh, after all that.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. The argument with her daughter.
Oh, she's
followed
crashed
by the
car.
Crashing the car, going back for her phone, making it there, 10 minutes to spare. Oh, no.
Here comes the rage again, I thought, as I shouted, but you're not closed now. How long does it even take to pierce an ear? Sensing a scene, my daughter ushered me out of there and another frosty car ride home ensues. It was then that she had the audacity to say,
again,
you see, this wouldn't have happened if we'd have come at 4 p.m.
Oh, no. She's got away, this girl, hasn't she? She's saying just the wrong thing, just the wrong time.
Is she for real? Cue the menopausal rage again.
Oh, Ellie.
Back at home, the final straw was when my daughter started waving a piece of paper in my face, telling me I had to stump up £1,300 for her to go on a school trip to Paris. A trip to Paris after she'd lied to me a mere 3 hours before. She should be so lucky. I went to bed at 6:30 p.m. that night.
Early doors.
It's like, shut the world away. Shouting from my bedroom, I can't hear you, whenever she tried to talk to me. Oh, the upshot to this sorry tale is this. My daughter now has another piercing in her ear and is busy packing her bag for a trip to Paris. I give up.
Oh, Ellie, I don't know what to say about this. Because sometimes you just want an easy life. So I totally understand. Yeah, sign the piece of paper, go to Paris, let her get her ears pierced. You know, because that's especially when you're menopausal. Sometimes that's all you want. You just can't be asked. You're just like, yeah, do whatever you want to do. Combined with the absolute rage at, you know, what she'd done. Because, I mean, the girl did lie to her, you know, so that is a justified reason to be fuming.
But I just feel so bad for Ellie. I want to know how extensive this car crash was as well that she had. I mean, that's pretty bad. That would really, yeah, leave anybody reeling, to be honest. Yeah. And then, I mean, and also, Ellie, did you get your ears pierced in the end?
Oh, yeah.
Your daughter did, but did you?
Ellie get it? Oh, I'm gonna say yes, she did.
I hope you did.
I hope she did. She definitely did, because she would have taken her daughter to get the ear piercing and she would definitely have got it done herself. We can't imagine that she didn't have her ears pierced, Kate, because I think we both might cry.
Again. Going to bed at 6:30 and shouting, I can't hear you. That's quite appealing. I quite fancy doing that sometime. I'm going to give it a try.
Oh, will you record it so we can play it out on the show? Oh, Ellie, what a great story. Listen, I hope you're okay. She doesn't mention if she's on HRT or anything, does she? But I hope you can keep it under control. Sounds like you are under control anyway. You get a bit mad, then you calm down, and then your daughter gets her own way.
Let her go to Paris, so... Yeah, you must. You're a kind, lovely lady, Ellie.
Yeah, you're not alone there, Ellie. I think everybody goes through the same sort of thing. Absolutely fuming and then, yeah, do whatever you want. Giving up kind of vibe. Oh, anyway, Kate, our last letter. I just wanted to read this one out. It wasn't so much written as a letter to be read out on the podcast. It was just actually a really lovely letter that we've been sent by a teenager. And I got back in touch and she said I can read it out, but this teenager is going to remain anonymous. So she said this: Dear Jenny and Kate, after being introduced to your podcast, I figured I would write in about an issue I myself am struggling with. As my mother has been going through menopause, I have realised over the last year that I know very little about my own body and what will happen to it over the course of my life. Of course, I know the basics, that I'll age and one day stop being on my period. But I don't know what that'll involve and when it'll happen. Listening to your show has given me hope and encouraged me to look more into my future and research what all this will mean for myself and those I love. Thank you for the time you put into your podcasts. I know myself and my mother both really appreciate it. Isn't that nice, Kate? I'll tell you what, you know I've been talking about my hormones and whether I need to up the dose. When this letter came in, I'd had a little bit of a funny time. Someone had said something to me that kind of made me feel a bit funny, and I was having a bit of a down day. And then this letter came in and it cheered me right up, but it also made me well up. So I think there's definitely I definitely need to go to the GP, but you know, it's so nice that a teenager just wanted to say thanks.
She's taken the time to write that. It's really lovely,
isn't it?
Really lovely. That touches me as well. I hadn't heard that before. And thank you to whoever you are, anonymous teenager.
Yeah, thank you.
It really means a lot that you've taken the time to write that in. And it's lovely that you and your mum are listening together.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, that she says that she feels that she knows very little about her own body.
Yeah, but maybe again, the letter that we read out, I won't go over which episode it might have been that we read it out in, but that letter from another teenager that we had, was it Isabel? And she wrote to us about how during COVID, a lot of the SRE lessons have been cut from schools. So maybe that same thing has happened here. And that's one of the reasons why this girl doesn't know all that much, is because those lessons haven't been happening.
Yeah, yeah. But isn't it nice to know that she's heard the podcast and she's learning from us?
Thank you.
That makes it all worthwhile to me. You know, so my little episode that I'd had earlier on where it was making me... I'm sure it was hormones, but you know, I had started to feel really quite down, slightly over the top down. I did feel very down, and then this letter came in and it gave me a complete pick me up. And I thought, no, it is worth it. If one person listens to this podcast and is helped by it, then we did our job, Kate.
Before we go, Jenny,
yeah,
can we end on a high?
Yeah,
your story of karaoke on the cruise ship.
Okay, I'm going to do it in a nutshell
because
then.
It made me smile.
So, okay. So I love karaoke, as you know, and so does my husband. And so we had gone to the karaoke night on the cruise ship that we were on, full of Americans who are really good singers. And they were singing these amazing sort of soulful songs and just absolutely nailing it. Now, I'd gone over to put my name down and I'd chosen a song that I can't remember right now, but it was just a song that I knew I could sing quite well. And the guy said to me, I'm really sorry, we don't have that, ma'am. And there and then, like with about seconds to spare, I had to choose a different song to write down on the list. And all I could think of was Whitney Houston.
I just love that.
I mean,
the hardest,
like the queen of all music, of all singing of all time. So I say, Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody. And I rush back to my table and immediately start panicking. Now, this is where the anxiety did actually start to kick in. I was saying to my husband, you know, downing the champagne that I'd been given. I was like, Chris, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do Whitney Houston. I'm going to have to change it. So I was looking on my phone, and I actually Googled, good songs for altos, because I remember when I was at the choir at junior school, they told me I was an alto.
Okay.
So I looked up songs for altos, found one that I thought I could do, went back to change the song. And the guy says to me, "I'm really sorry, ma'am, but if you change it now, you're going to go to the bottom of the list and then you won't get to sing at all because there's too many people on the list." And I was like, "Oh, no, okay, I'll leave it." And I looked at him, I said, "Yeah, but Whitney Houston." He goes, "Don't worry, go where you're going to be fine." Anyway, fast forward, my name gets called and off I go to the stage. And oh my goodness, they're all looking at me. And this is where I then diffuse the situation, Kate, with a little bit of humour. And I say to everybody, "I would just like to apologise right now for what is about to happen. And I particularly would like to apologise to Whitney Houston." And then they all like, "Oh my God, she's doing Whitney Houston." I could see a bit of like rustling going on around the room. And I launch into Whitney Houston. You know, I'm not doing it too badly, Kate, but I am doing it badly. It's very high. It goes along on quite a long time. There's a lot of those sort of like little moments in there that I wasn't really doing very well. I was nervous, so I was off key slightly. But I did keep peppering the whole thing with a little bit of speech in between. So I'd be saying things like, "I'm sorry, guys. It's a little bit high now." And then, and you know, and slowly but surely, I got this crowd on my side. And I got to feel a little bit more confident. And then, before I knew it, a couple of people had stood up and they were like, cheering me on. They're like, "Go on, Jenny." You know, at the end, you know, it was like, at the end, and they were like, "Come on," you know. And so I was like giving it all and crucifying the song. But, you know, suddenly I had this crowd in the palm of my hand.
I am so proud of you.
And at the end, Kate, I kid you not, I got a standing ovation. The whole, honestly, I'm not bigging myself up because it was a really bad performance, which is why I got the standing ovation, I think. The whole crowd stood up and cheered. It was the karaoke highlight of my life. And there's been many, Kate. There have been many. But this one was the pinnacle. The only annoying thing is that my husband was filming the whole thing for me. But then a really annoying guy came over and started talking to him halfway through, to the extent where Chris had to end up start talking to this guy. So he stopped recording, which meant the standing ovation was not captured on camera.
No.
But fast forward to the next night when I'm on deck at the 80s dance party. And there's a big balcony where the dance instructors are all up on this balcony doing some dance moves. And what comes on but Whitney Houston, "I Want to Dance with Somebody." So all the people down on deck are all dancing and the dance crew are up there doing their moves. I get a tap on the shoulder. It was one of my fans, Kate. She went, "Hey, Jenny," some girl from the crowd. "Hey, Jenny, you want to get up there and start singing? This is your song." It literally made my day. It absolutely made my day, Kate.
I'm so proud. And you made their day. You turned like what was quite a serious event with everybody with their amazing voices. You turned that into a party.
I turned it into a party.
Into a fun party.
Yeah. And
so
also,
proud of you.
It took our mind off the fact that the boat had actually got quite rocky at that point. Okay. And we were all just trying to forget about it. My husband and I were not happy about it at all. They were seasoned cruisers, but it was our first one. And it was all a little bit, it took our mind off that as well.
You're living the dream.
I am living the dream.
I like how you slipped in there. I was just sipping a little bit more of the champagne I've been given. Champagne. Not Prosecco, guys. Champagne. That's how Jenny rolls.
Do you know what? Actually, it was real champagne? It might have been Prosecco. Oh, anyway, Kate, we did it. That's the end of our episode. Thank you so much if you've listened. Thanks if you've actually put up with this whole episode with us trying to work out what episode we said what in and why and when. It's not interesting to anyone at all.
We're sorry.
Yeah, really sorry about that. We'll be better. We'll be better next week.
Please do email in if you have a story and then we'll chat a bit less.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's your fault. It's your fault for not writing in more letters. If you do have a letter, you can write to us at dearhormones@yahoo.com. And you can also DM us on Instagram. We are at Dear Hormones on Instagram. And don't forget, you can please leave us a review. If you like it, though, leave us a review. I think on Apple Podcasts, you can just give us like a nice, lovely 5-star review there. That would be amazing because that helps people know that we're even here.
Have a lovely week, everybody. And we'll be back next week.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
That was Dear Hormones with Jenny Smith and Kate Bowse. If you've got a story to share, email the girls at dearhormones@yahoo.com or they're @dearhormones on Instagram. Until next time...